the beginning, after creating the heavens and the earth, light and darkness, all the plants and animals, God created Adam and Eve. He placed them in this absolutely gorgeous Garden of Eden where he told them, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For when that day you eat thereof, you shall surely die." Sounds simple enough? Well, we all know how that story goes. Eve was convinced by a serpent that if she ate of the forbidden fruit, her eyes would be open to having a newfound knowledge of good and evil. And when she saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit, and she ate it. She also gave some to Adam, and he ate it as well. And as soon as they both ate of the fruit, their eyes were opened, and they realized that they were naked. If you're like me, you've probably heard that story a thousand times. However, I must admit, I do find the concept of instantaneously gaining knowledge intriguing. Imagine biting into a fruit, and boom, you knew everything there is to know about, let's say, love, focus, vulnerability, how to deal with anxiety, or even finding your passion. Although none of us have actually eaten of the forbidden fruit, my guess is you've had instances in your life where you've been awakened to a knowledge that completely changed your life, whether it be through experiencing tragedy, a book, wisdom that was passed down to you from someone you trust, or from you doing something that you had no business doing in the first place, just like Adam and Eve. We've all had moments like this. I've personally had countless bite of the apple moments that often at the time seemed like huge mistakes, but looking back ended up being a much needed lesson that spared me down the road. I personally believe that one of the biggest joys in life is becoming our absolute best selves. I'm convinced that the knowledge of self is key to accomplishing the things that actually matter, like being a great father or mother, overcoming fears, building amazing relationships, or finding a level of peace that transcends all understanding. This is why I find the endless possibilities of who we can become to be so irresistible. And this is why I created Forbidden Fruit Podcast. Forbidden Fruit Podcast is for those of you who have a strong curiosity and the vastness of your potential. We'll have guests, along with myself, sharing our bite of the apple moments that open our eyes to new perspectives, new ideas, and new meaning. My hope is that each episode will awaken you to the knowledge of a better you. Find me on all podcast platforms and don't forget to follow or subscribe. But until then, be tempted.